Today we're going to learn Avodah Zarah Daf Ayin Dalid Amud Aleph. We are holding on Daf Ayin Dalid Amud Aleph. We're at the Mishnah on the top of the page. So the Mishnah is going to list things that are Asur Bahana and Asur even that which it gets mixed in with. Eilu Asurin Va'osim B'Kolshu. The following things themselves are Asur Bahana and will Asur in a Taroves even in a Kolshu. Yayinesech, Vavod Chavim, Yayinesech, an actual Avodah Zarah, Va'oros Levuvin, a hide of an animal where you cut open by the heart and rip the heart out as a form of worship for Avodah Zarah, Vishara Niskal, the shor that killed the human being, and therefore is Chayv Skila, Ve'egla Arufa, the Egla Arufa, when they find the dead body between two cities and they have to do the procedure of Egla Arufa, the actual calf that they do the Arifa on is Asubana, Vitzipori Mitzorah, the birds that a Mitzorah has to bring on the day that it becomes Tahar is Asubana, Usa'ar Nazir, the hair that a Nazir is Mekaleach on the day that he finishes his Nazirus, Upeter Chamor, a Bechor of a Chamor that you have to be Poda for a and to give that seh, that sheep to a Kohen, if you were not poded, it's Asur Bahana'a, and even if it gets mixed in with a thousand other donkeys, they're all Asur Bahana'a. Ubasu B'chalav, Basu B'chalav is Asur Bahana'a, and even if it gets mixed in with a thousand other Chatichos, they're all Asur. Sir Mishtaleach, the Sir La'azaz on Yom Kippur is Asur Bahana'a, and if it gets mixed in with a whole bunch of other goats, they're all going to be Asur. B'chulin Shenishchu B'Azara, and Chulin that Shechted in the Azara becomes Asur Bahana'a, and if Chaticha Avid gets cooked and gets mixed in with a thousand other chatichos, they're all asur. Hare elu asurin va'osrin b'kol shehu. All of these things are asur, and they will asur even a kol shehu. So says Gemara Tana Maika Chashiv. The Tana in the Mishnah. What kinds of things is he thinking? That is he listing that asur b'kol shehu? Idav shabiminyan kachashiv. If he's listing things that are a davar shabiminyan, that people generally when they sell them because they're chashiv enough, they sell them by exact number, and a davar shabiminyan doesn't become batel, so listen to chatichos nevela. So why doesn't he also mention chatichos of nevela, which are asur b'achila mutar b'ana, but if they get mixed in with a thousand other chatichos, they'll all be asur, because it's a davar shabiminyan. And if he's interested in listing things that are asur b'ana, he holds that since something is asur b'ana, so it's so chomer that it's asur b'ana, so memela, it's never going to be batel, listen to chamitz b'pe. Then why isn't Chametz Pesach mentioned on his list? This Tana holds that only things that have both of these qualities are deserve to be on this list. Those things that are Asur the Tarovus B'Kol Shu and things that are Asur Bahana. Only things that are Asur Bahana and are a davar shabiminyan, only such things asur b'kol shu. But a piece of chametz b'pesach that gets mixed in with pieces of heter, since it's not something you would normally count, it's batal barov, and a chaticha of nevela, even though it's a davar shabiminyan, since it's mutar b'ana, it's batal barov. So it says Gemara, okay, so in order to make the list in our Mishnah, and to be asur b'mashuhu, you need to be a davar shabiminyan and an isur hana'a. The list on a why doesn't the Tana mention a gozin that come from a place called Perech and Rimonim that come from a place called Badan, that they're usher on account of them being Erla or Klaim, and they're the davar shem minyan v'isuri hanohu, it meets both qualifications, sa hatana lehasam, because the Tana already mentioned these things in the Mishnayos Maseches Erla, haroila Erla, the perus of a tree that are subject to Erla, they usher the taroves as if the entire taroves is Arla, and Haraui Kileakarim, and those that are Kileakarim will ask for the entire Taroves as Kileakarim. Okay, says Gemara Bavalisne Ki Karushal Balabais. Why don't we mention loaves of bread that belong to a Balabais, Le'inyin Chametz BePesach, that if they get mixed in with other Kikaros, if they're Chametz, they're on Pesach, they ask for Bekolshu, because they're Davar Shabiminyan and they're Isurehana. So Man Shamit, the Amarle, who is the one that said that Kikar Shal Balabais are considered a Dover Chashuv? Rabbi Akiva. Well, Hatana Lehasam, it already says over there in the Mishnah Masech Sarla, Rabbi Akiva Mosef have Kikar Shal Balabais, that Kikar Shal Balabais does in fact make the list. So, main point number one, in order for something to Asr B'Kol Shuhu, it needs to have two qualities. It needs to be a Dover Shabiminyan, and it needs to be something that's Asr Bahana'a. So now, the Mishnah concluded, Hare Elu, we had said that all these things are Asr, and they Asr even b'kolshu. So l'mutei mai, what are we coming to exclude when we say that they aser b'kolshu? L'mutei davar sheminyan v'lav yisurei ana inami l'mutei yisurei ana v'lo davar sheminyan. Coming to exclude anything that has only one of these two qualities. If something is a davar sheminyan but is not an yisurei ana, or something is an yisurei ana but is not a davar sheminyan, so then it's not going to aser b'kolshu. Okay, next Mishnah. The Mishnah discusses yayin heter that falls into that yayin nesach falls into it. Yayin nesach shnafal abar kulo aser b'hana. If yayin nesach falls into a bar that had yayin heter, the whole thing becomes aser b'hana because the yayin nesach asers b'kolshu. Then no, you could sell the whole thing to an avid chavim, excluding the value of the yayin nesach. So says Gemara Amarav halacha k'rishim gamliel. We paskin that all the wine is not aser b'hana, and you could sell it all except for the dmei yayin nesach shabo. Chavis bechavis. That's only if what got mixed in with each other are different barrels of a lo yayin b'yayin, but not when actual liquids mixed with each other. Ushmol amar fili yayin b'yayin. Shmuel says we could pass on Rishon Gamliel even if actual liquids mixed with each other. V'chinam rabba v'chinam rabbi Yochanan fili yayin b'yayin. V'chinam Shmuel ben Asan amar b'chanina fili yayin b'yayin. V'chinam v'nachman amar b'ravua fili yayin b'yayin. So many others hold this way as well, that even when the liquids mixed with each other, you can sell the entire taroves, excluding the value of the yayin nesach. Amar Rav Nachman halacha lemaisa yayin nesach yayin biyayin aser chavis bechavis mutter stam yayin afil yayin biyayin mutter. That if it's actual yayin nesach midaraisa, then when it's a mixture of yayin biyayin, you're not allowed to sell it. But if it's not yayin nesach daraisa, it's only stam yayinam, then when it's yayin biyayin, you are allowed to sell it. So main point over here, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that when yayin nesach gets mixed in with other yayin, you could sell the mixture as long as you don't take money for the volume of yayin nesach. But there's a machlokas whether that's even true if it was a tarovus of lach belach, if it was the actual liquid that got mixed in with each other. So machlokas whether it's true even in that case. And the halacha we distinguish between real yayin nesach and stam yeinam. Okay, we'll stop there, and Bez Hashem, next time, we'll pick up on Daf Ayin Dalid, Amud Beis.